up next. I'm going to talk to Catherine Shanahan, Deputy Property Editor of the Irish Examiner. And this is to do with the continuing story, and I suppose the end stages of the story of Navalis. Donal O'Sullivan and Padraig O'Sullivan began their six-month sentence yesterday for their role in running a fraudulent payroll scheme at Navalis, one of New York's largest construction companies. And this was yesterday at 2 p.m. at New York time. Catherine, good morning to you. Thanks for joining me in the programme.
Good morning. No bother.
Can you remind us of the story, first of all? And this is the final stages of it, I suppose, the two men submitting for six-month sentences.
Yeah, I suppose it's the kind of final part in terms of the hard yards they are going to have to do. But there will be an appeal next year, and probably not till late spring, in terms of just having everything done. You know, it's due to pay restitution to the unions of $1.27 million. So that he requested a stay on that restitution, but he wasn't granted it. But there will be further court hearings around, maybe starting around late spring. But in the meantime, I suppose the kind of outcome as it stands is that at the end of last June, Donal O'Sullivan, Padraig Nocton and Helen O'Sullivan, Donal's sister, were all given sentences for their role in a multi-year payroll scheme that turned out to be fraudulent. Getting out of the brass tacks of it, they were supposed to be paying monies into the union's benefit funds on behalf of their workers, because they signed up to collective bargaining agreements, and under those agreements they would be obliged to pay monies into those benefit funds, like holiday pay, sick funds, that kind of thing. They set up a separate payroll scheme that avoided making those contributions, and they didn't disclose it to auditors either when the audits were being done. So Padraig Nocton, originally a Tipperary man from Nina, was a financial controller at the time. Donal was the CEO and president of Navalis, and Helen, his sister, was running the payroll administration. So all of them were arrested initially in 2020, went to trial in 2021, were convicted, all three of them, on 11 counts relating to the payroll scheme, and the sentencing didn't take place until last June. So initially, Padraig Nocton was given a one-year jail term. Well, they were given jail terms, but they were all to run concurrently. So when it came down to actually serving, what they were going to serve was Padraig Nocton was going to be a year, and then a week or two later, Donal appeared in court for his sentencing. He was given 6 month jail sentence for each of the 11 counts, again all to run concurrently. But the judge revisited Padraig Nocton's sentence after that sentencing, saying, "Look, I'm going to look at what I gave him," and she reduced his sentence to 6 months. Too.
6 months,
so both
as well.
Of them,
yeah.
6 months also. So both of them, Helen was given 2 years probation, so no jail term for her. So they were due initially to begin serving the sentence on the 13th of November, but then each of their lawyers wrote on their behalf to the judge, who is Pamela Chen, requesting that they be allowed to spend Thanksgiving with their families, which was last week. So the court agreed to that, and the men were told, "Okay, you're to surrender instead. 2 p.m. US time to your designated prisons starting on the 27th of November, which was yesterday. So Donal was going to Pensacola, which is in Florida, and Padraig Nocton was going to Fort Dix in New Jersey. I haven't heard anything to say that they didn't show up. So according to the court records as it stands, that's what they were due to do yesterday.
And Padraig Nocton, of course, from Tipperary, Donal from Ballinskellig originally.
That's right.
Padraig is going to Fort Dix in Jersey, and Donal is going to be in Pensacola in Florida. These aren't state penitentiaries, is it?
Yeah, so they are federal prisons, but I, you know, did a bit of research on them. There's handbooks relating to each of the prisons run up by the Bureau of Prisons, and they wouldn't be high security prisons. They'd be deemed low security. Actually, reality TV stars in the US were jailed for various nefarious activities, were sent to these jails in more recent times, and there was a lot of media reporting on it in the States, saying, "Oh, these are kind of the kind of cushier version of jail, and if you're going to be sent there, this is where you want to go. It's kind of for white collar crime, i.e. stuff like fraud," which would have been what Padraig Nocton and Donal were convicted of in relation to that payroll scheme. So I think Donal's prison was set up on sort of a joint agreement between the Navy and the Bureau of Prisons in the 80s, 90s, and so inmates there would be doing kind of menial labour on behalf of the Navy. Yeah. And Padraig then is in New Jersey.
Okay, all right. And 6 months starts now, and then financial appeals after that. Catherine, listen, thanks very much for telling us the story and the final stages of it, as we should say. That's Catherine Shanahan there, Deputy Property Editor with the Irish Examiner.